It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante in with Greg Pickle, and it's time to talk recruiting. This is always one of my favorite segments of the week, Greg. We always learn something new, and I believe this is something our listeners are always interested in. So let's get started. I wanted to start, though, with something. We had a conversation in the show earlier in the week with our buddy Dustin Hawkinsmith. He had Landon Tangwall on for a video interview. Look it up on YouTube. It's really fascinating. Landon comes across great, great interview. And we pulled some of the clips from that, and we played it on our show. And he had some interesting things to talk about fellow recruits. It seems to be he was calling on he was picking Penn State to get Christian Vaiu as the quarterback, and Caleb Williams probably not going to happen. Is that kind of how you see that playing out, Greg?
Yeah, I think we've talked a lot about the fact that, you know, Penn State's best and perhaps only hope with Caleb Williams was always going to be getting him back to campus ASAP and hoping that he could spend a lot of time with Kirk Sciarrocca and the rest of the offensive staff, of course, head coach James Franklin, and really get a better feel for everything Penn State can and will offer. So when that didn't happen this spring, obviously Penn State had to continue hoping and will continue hoping that he decides to delay his decision until December, like he has currently planned to do. Right now, I believe the date that he has picked is December 1st, Jim, which if he decides to wait until then, Penn State will be in pretty good shape to maybe have a chance to get back in the cards there. But let's just be honest and say that there's a lot of heavy hitters coming after him that unfortunately for Penn State can put a lot more evidence together of how they're able to produce and how they have been able to produce for quarterbacks with Williams' skill set. So I just think that unfortunately for Penn State, they're going to end up on the outside looking in with that recruitment, even if they're considered as a finalist or a team, that maybe has a hat on the table, so to speak. I just am not sure if they're going to be anything more than that. So when you move on to – and pronounce that again for me, Jim, because it sounds like you have the correct pronunciation of it now.
I tried to say it real fast so people couldn't catch it completely. But according to our buddy Dustin, he called it Vaiu.
Okay, well, I will trust Dustin's pronunciation skills on this one, and then I'll just refer to him as the four-star quarterback who plays in Maryland and, of course, is from Canada. You've seen the 247 Sports crystal ball start rolling in for him to pick Penn State, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, Alliance have been recruiting him hard. They have a lot of success stories that they can showcase of guys coming from Maryland, coming from Canada to Penn State and thriving. And he looks like a guy who really would fit Kirk Sciarrocca's offense. So you put all of those things together, and I think it's a win-win for both sides. You know, there was a thought that he might decide maybe in the middle of May. I don't know if that's still going to be the case. Again, nobody can visit campuses until June 1st at the earliest, and we'll see if that date changes here in the days and weeks to come. So you put it all together, Jim, and I think at this point, if Penn State is going to get a quarterback in the class of 2021, and we know they are going to get one, then Christian's the most logical name to go with at this point in time.
And you could also, again, trying to read between the lines a little bit, when Penn State was ready to lose, they had the tight end from Florida who decommitted. It was right around that time they started to send out offers to other tight ends. So it doesn't seem like there's any other quarterbacks being brought up in the conversation. So that would seem to be an indicator that this is the guy that they're focused on. So I would think that's probably the way they're leaning right now. Let's get to some other recruiting news. I want to hit some areas that we haven't done a lot of talking about, but before we hit those, I wanted to bring up the name of Lonnie White, who's a three-star listed as an athlete. I believe he's playing quarterback at Malvern. Interestingly enough, 24/7 themselves has him rated as a four-star athlete. There's been several crystal balls for him coming to Penn State that have come out recently in the last couple weeks. What do you know about Lonnie White, and what position is Penn State recruiting him for?
Yeah, so when you look at Lonnie White, he's a guy who Penn State has obviously been kind of, I hate to say it, but kind of hit or miss when it comes to Pennsylvania top talent. And, you know, this guy here, Lonnie White. So he's kind of really jumped out. He's one of the few guys, actually, that has jumped out to a lot of schools during this dead period, this coronavirus pandemic quarantine opportunity to watch more film and evaluate more guys. Listen to the offer list he's picked up since April. You have Syracuse, you have Indiana, you have Penn State, you have Michigan State, you have Michigan, and I'm sure there's been some other ones that I don't have on my note sheet here. But when you look at him, and what Lonnie White can do. I know some teams like the idea of him playing defense. I do believe Penn State likes him to play offense. You look at his film, he just looks the part of a future Big Ten receiver. He's listed at 6'2", 210. Let's just assume he's 6'1", you know, 200. He still is a pretty good looking kid for a senior to be a three-star recruit, according to 247 Sports Composite. But they actually, Brian Doan, who's a friend of the program, I believe handles his 247 Sports ranking. He has him as a four-star, so he's a little bit higher on Lonnie White than the industry is. But this is a guy who has 20 offers now. Jim, I think he'll probably end up with, you know, probably more than that before all is said and done. And he's a guy who, you know, ultimately Penn State should land. You would think Penn State will have no problem getting him in this class, and it'll just be a matter of, does he want to wait and take visits, or does he want to decide sooner rather than later? My guess would be that he's a guy who maybe didn't see his recruitment blowing up quite the way it did, and therefore he's going to want to take some visits and go check things out. But, you know, time will tell on that. I'm sure Penn State will be pushing him to really consider all options before committing, because, again, something we've talked about before is the thing schools have to be careful of is taking a commitment from a guy. And I'm separating this conversation from Lonnie. Of course, I don't want to, you know, imply that what I'm about to say relates directly to him. It's just a part of the conversation. But, you know, you don't want kids to commit because they're bored, because they have nothing else to do, or because they're worried about losing a spot in a class. And then once all of this stuff clears up and visits can happen again, then that kid wants to go take a bunch of visits and kind of walk back his pledge that he made during the dead period. So that's what you have to be careful of when it comes to guys who might want to decide soon. But for Penn State, I think that this is a guy that if he was ready to decide soon, they would feel good about his commitment. And I think he's a guy who, again, they would certainly take as a part of this class.
All right, let's hit on a couple of positions that I don't believe we've spoken too much about. I want to hit on running back first. Right now, the name Malik Newton comes up. He's a three-star out of Virginia, and our buddy Steve Wiltfong crystal balled him a couple of weeks ago for Penn State. Are there any other running backs that are in the mix, or does it look like it's going to be Malik Newton?
So running back's a little bit messy right now, right? So Penn State, I think, has the blessing and the curse of recruiting that position, Jim, when they don't necessarily have a lot of room for a guy to come in and say, all right, I'm going to start from year one. Now, look, anything's possible. We know that to be a fact. And maybe a guy who you wouldn't think would come in and compete and become a starter over the extreme amount of talent Penn State has on the depth chart, maybe he somehow would work himself into that equation. And I think what Jaywon Sider told us a few weeks ago is also true, that, you know, there are guys and, you know, the top running backs want to go to the schools where they can win a college football playoff championship. And guess what? All of those schools, of course, have really good running back rooms for the most part, where guys are going to have to compete and potentially wait for playing time anyway. So I think that that's one thing that Penn State could have going for it when it pitches it, you know, when it makes its pitch to these guys. But ultimately, you know, I think that when you have the running recruiting success that Penn State has had, I think it's going to make it difficult to every single year find yourself a high four-star or a five-star that wants to come play for you, because ultimately, again, guys are going to look at that and say, wow, Noah Kane, Devin Ford, they're both pretty young guys. Kevon Lee and Kaziah Holm, they're freshmen. There's four four-stars in the way of me getting to the field. And some guys are going to look at it and say, you know what, I don't care. I think I'm good enough to compete there, or I'm happy waiting my turn and being a part of the equation until it's my turn to shine. So, you know, I look at a couple of guys here. Malik Newton is the one you just mentioned, the three-star. He's an obvious top candidate for Penn State at that position. You know, Corey Kiner's a running back out of Ohio who at last check was planning on deciding July 4th. We'll see if he ends up waiting that long or not. You know, again, we talk about the 247 Sports crystal ball. Steve Wiltfong, as you say, has a prediction in for him. So I think that's worth noting. And I don't think you can rule Penn State out for Donovan Edwards, the four-star back out of Michigan. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of work to do to get to the top of that recruitment. But if they can wait it out and if they can move up the list and get him to visit campus, who knows? We know Jaylon Sider's a tremendous recruiter. We know Tim Banks recruits the Midwest as well as, if not better than anybody. And those two factors should play a role, you would think, for Penn State when and if it comes time to try and get Donovan Edwards on campus when visits are allowed again.
Well, just mentioning Michigan, I'm going to jump to the linebacker position. A couple weeks ago when there was that rush of Michigan recruits announcing for Penn State, the name Jamari Boudin came up. He's a linebacker, four-star out of Michigan, who every indicator was he was headed to Michigan. And then all of a sudden, it's like, not so fast. How does Penn State sit with Boudin right now?
Well, again, you know, he's another name that you look at and you just say, what's going to happen with his recruitment based off of when things open back up again? You know, obviously, as you know, Michigan is a school that we have heard a ton about with his recruitment. Of course, Penn State's one that's been in mix as well. So I believe he saw a small jump in the latest 247 Sports composite rankings. So I think obviously that is a good sign. You know, he visited Penn State earlier this year before things were shut down. So certainly Penn State has a shot with him. Again, you know, I think I mentioned this before, and I'll just reiterate it really quickly, but the one variable we don't know here is how long is all this stuff going to go on without being able to go on visits, without being able to leave home? And will that cause some guys, Jim, that want to stay closer to home just simply because they don't feel comfortable not being, you know, going to a place that their family can't go and visit? Does, you know, do they feel like it's not, you know, safe at this point in time to be far away from home? Yeah, I think a lot of guys are going to have all sorts of different experiences and, you know, preferences when it comes to going to school now based on everything that's going on. You know, is there a family member they want to be close to that maybe wasn't the most biggest priority before and is now? I mean, there's just so many things that we're not going to be able to account for that I think some guys wind up staying closer to home, even though they were expected to go further away from school. Conversely, I think there'll be some guys who decide to go, to go further away, even if they were expected to stay home. So all Penn State can do is try and get these kids back on campus, and that is certainly one of them. Very good linebacker prospect that they would like to get on campus sooner rather than later.
All right, that'll have to be it for this week on recruiting. Don't worry, we'll be talking to Greg about recruiting probably just about every week as we go through the summer. Stick with us. We're going to talk about Penn State players in the NFL draft.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.